Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will respect the Dee Podesta honks out there who talk about processes and verticals instead of wins and losses.
Yeah.
Who talk about buckets and things like that instead of did you draft good players and did you make the worst trade in NFL history? Yes or no? Instead of that, and instead of being like the Browns need to bring Paul Dee Podesta back, the new pivot that has happened since you and I went off the air is, well, you know, this just means you don't have to fire Andrew Berry. You can move him to the chief strategy officer, promote somebody to be the GM, and now all of a sudden you got a real change here.
Did they galaxy brain this one a little bit too much, Nick?
I sure think, well, no, what they did was they continue to fall back on the reports of the time, which are, I mean, Paul just wanted to go with baseball.
Think about this for a second. When you are wanting to promote somebody else to a different position, that means you are admitting that you don't think they're good at the position you want to promote them away from. Not from a hiring standpoint. If I'm sitting in a job, I'm like, all right, I have my company on the line. I want to promote this person because I think they're really good. Like, from a fan perspective, when you're trying to promote someone away from being a GM of a football team, Nick, you're trying to get them away. That's really it. That's all that is. But I think where it got mixed up is were people suggesting that they wanted to promote Andrew Berry as if, like, job well done?
Yes.
Because that's insanity to me.
Yes.
Like, if you want to tell me, hey, listen, Haslam's never getting rid of him, clearly this means that Andrew Berry is the kingmaker inside Berea. He's the one that gets to call all the shots. He gets to do everything. So because of that, if we're never getting rid of him, maybe, just maybe, promote him up, get him to a spot where he doesn't actually touch football decisions, and then that'll be a good way to go about this. But that at least makes sense to me. But the other people, the people that are like, he's done such a good job, he needs to have his hands in everything else on top of the football decisions, that's where you lose.
Well, one spin, right? And the other is maybe reality, right? The spin is, he's done such a good job, we trust him so much, we're going to give him we're going to elevate him. By the way, here's my problem with the whole idea. Guys, this is like, and I'm going to continue to go back to the Howie Roseman analogy. Howie Roseman got stuffed in a closet in Philadelphia a few times and emerged and toppled Andy Reid, Tom Heckert, among Joe Banner, Chip Kelly, before finally just getting the whole show.
Oh, yeah, Chip was the one that really did it. Chip is the one that put him in the closet down the hall. And, like, we joke like that, but it's legitimately what it was.
Well, no, but I think my point is, like if he's in the organization.
He was looked at as an idiot. Like, I remember vividly, because I listen to a lot of Philly sports talk radio. I go through cities where I just take in a lot of what they do. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Philly sports talk radio, and people thought that Howie Roseman was an absolute buffoon.
Absolutely. I'm just going to leave it right there because it's not the conversation I want to have. However, if Andrew Berry's in this organization, he's going to be involved in football in one way or another. Paul Dee Podesta allegedly wasn't, and we know for a fact he was involved in football. That's like the most, that to me is the most disingenuous part of the, why are we mad about Paul Dee Podesta stuff, is he wasn't even involved in football. It's like he was involved in free agency, he was involved in drafts. You can't tell me he wasn't involved in the Deshaun thing. Why? Because You want to defend it? Okay. The organization made a trade. He was the highest ranking or second highest ranking guy in the organization. I'm going to say he was on board.
It's but odd that he would just be conspicuously absent from that.
I think that's ultimately my problem with this idea of, well, he's, you know, Andrew wouldn't be making football decisions anymore. He'd be in charge of the salary cap and he'd be in charge of this. And it's like, guys, he's going to hire one of his old cronies. You think he's going to be like, all right, I can't promote Glenn Cook or Cat Hickman. I'm going to bring John Dorsey in. No.
Oh, by the way, I got news on that.
What's that?
I talked to somebody that directly talked to John Dorsey yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
The quote I got back on this one, and this is, I mean, this person knows John, friends with John and everything. That ship has sailed.
Mm.
Yeah.
And well, did you respond? Can you ask him if he's sure? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you say pretty please? We all want you to not have said the ship has sailed. John Dorsey said, he told my friend, the ship has sailed. The Browns are not a thing for him.
So what if we give him another zero?
I know. I feel like, no, but I think Dorsey knows and understands that he'll just never work for Haslam again. I think that's got to be the response out of that, right?
Oh, but here's my thing.
My friend did not press the issue, by the way.
Well, that's a problem. I worked in telemarketing just out of college. You got to get your three rebuttals in. If you don't get your three rebuttals in, you get dinged.
I don't know. I think my friend was just happy to get the text back. I mean, they're friends, but like, you know, John's a busy guy these days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Give me John's number. I'll get a yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna get a yes.
I was a closer. Yeah.
You're gonna get a yes.
Yeah. You understand? When I worked in that,
John's gonna
that
be like,
business,
who is this? Who are you? What are you doing?
I'd be like, John, that's not the we're focusing on you. All right. Let's get down to brass tacks. What's the number?
Yeah, guy instantly texted John Dorsey yesterday after the news, and then he showed it to me this morning, the response and everything, and it was a very quick and emphatic, that ship has sailed.
Was there any other words around it?
No,
there,
it was that ship has sailed.
It's a very classy response. Yeah. I would have forced some other words in there.
Yeah, and you could tell my buddy was trying. He was definitely trying. But no, so John Dorsey's out of the picture.
But here's the thing.
We had to kill that dream, which is unfortunate because it's the only dream I have right now.
But here's the thing. To the Browns. We're not that dumb. That's the message here. If you think you can move Andrew Berry aside to it's an administrative role. He's about processes. And then you're going to hire Glenn Cook or Cat Hickman or one of the guys in the front office. And then we're going to be like, it's totally different. Guys, that's a totally different front office. Andrew Berry's not the GM anymore. This is what baseball's done, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, honestly, Paul DePodesta is now in an also unfireable job as president of baseball operations, because then he's going to hire a GM who's really an assistant GM, and then the assistant GMs are really going to be like assistant to the assistant of GMs.
We've seen Antonetti and Chernoff. That's their
absolutely
setup. Yeah.
And so, like this, like you can't fool us with this, although I have a great feeling. What enraged me when I heard the idea of, well, don't fire Andrew. He's such a good guy. Promote him. Huh? The thing that annoyed me so much about it was it's absolutely the kind of thing they would try and pull off.
Well, I really do think if people are going from that direction with the idea that Haslam just won't fire him and this is their way out, I understand that completely. But please do not take this as I need to give Andrew Berry more power, more authority, more to do in this organization, because he really hasn't done anything. One good draft potentially, and that even isn't even for sure because we're 9 games into the whole thing. It's befuddling to me.
I what's befuddling is he traded for Deshaun Watson. In what other world, in what other organization would that not be an immediate grounds for dismissal?
Well, and
then,
again,
even
that's
if you
why
delayed
I'm still
the
holding
fuse
out.
For a day.
Well, that's why I'm still holding out hope that, okay, this was that your read on it yesterday was that this was, in fact, a reflective nature of that. And I just wanted it to happen quicker was my response. I just wanted this thing to be more obvious that it was because of Deshaun.
I would have liked it last year when we could have hired Mike Vrabel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For me too. That was my point. But then the idea, though, is that it's all coming in due time. It's just Andrew Berry didn't want to make it obvious that this was you guys swung and missed on Deshaun Watson, and this is why you're all fired. So he went and gave everybody this whole idea of they get this mulligan, they get time to get this right in an obvious lose-lose situation because they weren't going to win with the cap problems that we had and everything that accompanies that. And then here we are. And so this offseason, we'll get not only our pound of flesh, we'll get a clean house.
216-474-0092. Is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry? Let's go with Peter in Eastlake. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am ecstatic. I've been banging this drum for years. Like the late, great John Adams, I've been banging this drum to fire Dee Podesta. And Nicky Dubs, you are 1,000% right. Well, we didn't know what he was doing, but the process is nothing related, nothing translated to wins on the field. So if you don't know what he does and he doesn't change anything in terms of product on the field, what does he do? Ship him out the door. I'm so glad he's gone. I don't think Barry is going to get a promotion. I don't think Stefanski's getting fired. Give me a little leeway, but I think they're going to get two more years at least. I don't think that they're going to go quarterback early in the draft. I think they're going to go O-line and wide receiver. They're going to do a QB in like the third or fourth round. If you listen to the way Stefanski and the way Barry and the other GMs talk, it's always about data points, data points, data points. They didn't make any moves at the trade line. They did one thing at the trade deadline. They are going to start Gabriel for two more games or three more games, and then they're going to let Shador finish the season. That way they have an almost equal amount of games with all of the same offensive players, and then they will evaluate that, and whoever they like more is going to start. Whoever they don't like more is going to fight against whoever they draft. And then if it doesn't work out next year, which it probably won't, I don't expect them to be good next year either, then they'll draft a quarterback in the first round, and then that will be it. And I think they're going to get two more years, and then if it doesn't work out, bye-bye.
Peter, we appreciate you. Here's the thing. I understand that there's a chance, especially if you win this game on Sunday, there's a real chance your opportunities to get a top-three pick this next year go the way of the dodo. And then you might I know we can say we got the picks, trade up for it. That might not actually happen. All three teams in the top three, if there are three quarterbacks, probably going to need quarterbacks, right?
Yeah,
Now, getting back to it, when it comes down to the Browns and their plans, Haslam really has to really consider, even if we take a quarterback this offseason, even if we luck into a Fernando Mendoza or a Dante Moore, we just get in the right position, take the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just holding on to Kevin Stefanski for a year. You've got to hold on to him for at least 2 years because the biggest mistake, and the Browns did this the first way with Baker Mayfield. The biggest mistake they made was the instability around Baker those first 2 years. That is death to a young quarterback.
So I guess the popular rebuttal right now would be is what's happening in New England, right? Drake May did not have Mike Vrabel there last year. Gerard Mayo, he gets fired, and then they bring Drake May in, and then Drake May is still in year two, and now he's off to the races. Like, it didn't hamper his development.
Yeah, it did for Justin Fields, though. It did for Baker Mayfield, though. There's definitely
a million examples on both sides of it is the point, but I think the current trend right now, if you're trying to convince yourself that you get to do this and then fire somebody, the current trend and what you'd point to is, well, Mike Vrabel got Drake May, and then he put Josh McDaniels as the OC, and Drake May's been awesome, and it didn't hinder him in any sort of way. And like, it's just the NFL works in what has happened most recent and what is more popular, and that is a very popular thought around league circles
I would need Jimmy to see past that. You're either bringing back Kevin Stefanski for the next 2 to 3 years, and if you can't guarantee that, he's gone. Same thing with Andrew Berry. Because if you're going to commit to a quarterback, and by the way, you sure as hell can't go, we're going to do another year of a bridge quarterback, and then 2027, Kevin can get his quarterback. Because that's two more years. Like, I need Jimmy specifically to understand the different choose-your-own-adventure here and operate based off logic instead of emotion or instead of, candidly, I'll roll a lock, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
Another thing, by the way, going against that that plot line that you laid out there, and just, again, if we just look at how football is so reactionary and they're so, like, what have you done lately, and we look at the trends towards what has currently happened, is also the idea with Ben Johnson in Chicago. That's year two with Caleb Williams as well. Brand-new head coach, and this year he's averaging 100 yards more passing yards per game, 7 more points per game. Like, he looks much better. And it hasn't limited him in the slightest bit.
But I think the
football world will fall into that category if they want to.
Yeah, but I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Is the NFL often chooses to dig into these trends when the trends, when you actually use logic, are just stupid. Just because certain opportunities have worked out doesn't mean, especially for a year where, like, in fairness, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, they were all thought to be truly worthy of being top three picks. There's a chance that three quarterbacks go in the top three this year, and maybe one of them actually belong. 216-474-0092 is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry, and a huge Myles Garrett prediction in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.